Hare Krishna, everyone. Well, good morning. How many of you were here last year? So now you're regulars. That's wonderful. So happy to see you all again. I knew that I recognized many, many of you. You must get a feeling of reward from reading Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, why come back every year? It's certainly one of the most rewarding books to read about Krishna. Why? Because Krishna has spoken it himself. There's a few verses from Dhritarashtra. There's one or two from Sanjaya. There's a few from Arjuna. But mainly this is Krishna explaining himself. And Srila Prabhupada, who has done the most work in bringing Bhagavad Gita to a new audience, a new English-speaking audience, he says that Bhagavad Gita is Krishna explaining what Krishna wants you to know about him. If you try to understand Krishna, you'll never understand everything. So at least we try to understand what Krishna directly explains to us. And it's only a few hundred verses. And as you're going to experience, although Shruti Dharma has said that one man can recite it in 45 minutes, I don't know what speed he was reading, because it normally takes us what feels like 45 hours, but it is about 4 hours. 4 hours. So for the next 4 hours, we will be sitting together. And we are, some of us will be speaking and some of us will be chanting, really, this is an exercise where we're all together, recreating that wonderful conversation on the battlefield from 5,000 years ago. So to those of you who are watching online, I offer my humble obeisances to all of you. Thank you so much from wherever you are in the world coming to be with us here today. And in the theater, reception room, prasadam room, and the Ajmans here, in this beautiful temple room where Aniruddha, our Yajnapati, is going to be chanting verses on behalf of all of us and asking the Supreme Lord to give us that benediction, that blessing. It is very important when reading the Gita to have an understanding that we are directly communicating with Krishna and that Krishna is directly speaking to us. Although in front of you, you will have something that looks like a book. There are pages. They're made of paper. There is black ink. The same ink that prints the Sun newspaper or the Sunday Times is printed on the pages of Bhagavad Gita. There's no difference. But if you look at Bhagavad Gita as a book, you will miss the point entirely. Because the Bhagavad Gita is a sacred conversation which can be recreated every time we open up what looks like a book. But it is a living book, and Bhagavad Gita will speak to us, each and every one of us individually, because it is Krishna's way of reaching us when we are bound up in this physical body. This physical body is a problem. We have it for a very short time. We come into the world with nothing. We leave the world with nothing. In between, everything that we have is borrowed. You have to give everything back. That's the bad news. The good news is that we are, as Krishna explains to Arjuna, living spirit, eternal. We will never die. We will live forever. And we will live forever with God if we live our life in this world as if we wanted to be conscious of God at all times. So Bhagavad Gita allows us to do that. This week, our Prime Minister, Mr. David Cameron, he gave a speech on the importance of religion and morality. They are celebrating 400 years of what he said in his speech is the most important book to be put into the English language, and that is the King James Version of the Bible. 400 years ago, they took 7 years to do it, and it has transformed politics and the way we live in this world today, and our morality. Unfortunately, Bhagavad Gita at that time was not available in the English language. But after 7 years, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada placed the beautiful Sanskrit poetry of Bhagavad Gita into English with commentary from all the acharyas, from Madhva, from Ramanuja, from Vishnu Swami, from Nimbarka, from Sridhar Swami, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is the condensed essence. There is milk, there is cream, there is double cream, and there is rubbery. And in Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, we have the condensed, sweet rubbery, not only of Krishna's words, but of Krishna's meaning, and how to make that applicable in our daily life. 400 years from now, my friends, I have no doubt that the world will see this as one of the most important acts, the placing of Bhagavad Gita in the English language. So for those of you who like the sound of Sanskrit but find it hard keeping up, then you please read the English as everybody else is chanting the Sanskrit. And that way you've read the entire Bhagavad Gita in English, which, let me tell you, I did last week, and it is wonderful. It is wonderful because you get a flow of the entire conversation. And you will notice verses that you never thought were in the Bhagavad Gita. You will say, oh, I've never read that verse in the Bhagavad Gita before. I wonder if this is a new edition where Krishna speaks something new. It's not. It's just today you are a new person. And Krishna is revealing something to you new. This is the wonder of Bhagavad Gita, that different verses will come to you as Krishna wishes to reveal them to you. So I thank you all for coming here today, because this is a wonderful event which I look forward to personally. Now, we have an extra added dimension, that just as we are sitting here, in a wonderful coincidence, just as we are sitting here, a very troublesome and urgent and emergency situation has cropped up in another part of the world, because in Siberia, in a city known as Tomsk, which is so cold, it is minus 40 degrees. Minus 40 degrees. If you take a bucket of water and you throw the bucket of water into the air in Tomsk, in Siberia, the water will freeze on its way down to the ground. And I think the hearts of some people, some state prosecutors in Tomsk, Siberia, must be as cold as ice. Because just on Friday, they sent the court proceedings for a Monday trial in which prosecutors, state prosecutors from the government, are going to try to ban Bhagavad Gita as an extremist literature. This is quite absurd. The Bhagavad Gita has been available in Russian for the past 20 years. Even more if you count the number of Bhagavad Gitas that were circulating on the underground, free from persecution by the KGB, written in Biro. We have people who have been reading Bhagavad Gita since 1979. They were reading Bhagavad Gita and writing it out in Biro and sharing it with each other. People go to prison for just holding in their hands the book which is now in front of you. So the authorities there are trying to do it again. If that ban goes across Russia, if they're successful, it will mean that no one can sell a copy of Bhagavad Gita, no one can own a copy of Bhagavad Gita, no one can give talks from the Bhagavad Gita, and no one will be able to reference in their book any verses of Bhagavad Gita. It is a very serious situation. So yesterday I received a letter from Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, who is the leader in Russia. And you must understand the political dimension of this, is that Bhagavad Gita is such a popular literature in Russia. We have, just in the area of Moscow, 10,000 practicing devotees of Krishna whose lives have been transformed by reading Bhagavad Gita. 10,000 just in the Moscow area. Then St. Petersburg, then all across Russia, which is much, much bigger than England. So tens of thousands of people over the past decades have come to read Bhagavad Gita. So what they're asking us to do is, before we leave Bhaktivedanta Mana today, is just to take a few minutes and sign a petition. That's all. Because the only thing that will happen in that country to will influence them is the fact that democratic countries, free countries, which they seek to emulate, are finding that this is shocking and a real incursion on freedom. And at the same time, we have a similar situation that has cropped up in Hungary, where they are attempting to deregister the devotees of Krishna as a religion. So something that all of us here in London, where we have freedom to practice, is something that we take for granted, that we can walk down the road. And if we want, you can walk down the road dressed right as you are now, in your Harinam Chadar, bright yellow with your pundra and your kantimala. We have the freedom to do that without persecution. Some countries that is not possible, and sometimes we have to act in such a way to help them. So I ask you to do those two things. Thank you very much. Now, one thing you will notice is that every year we have a special guest, and usually we fly them in from Bombay. Well, at great expense this year, we've gone one further, and we've flown him in all the way from upstairs at Bhaktivedanta Manor. Took a great deal of money to bring him downstairs and to sit here because he's very humble. Will you please put your hands together for His Grace Sutapa Das Brahmachari. Now, he's not just tall, dark, and handsome. He's also a writer. And the book that everybody will be receiving today is this beautiful book, Bhagavad Gita in Acronyms. Acronym means that he's taken a chapter of Bhagavad Gita, distilled the essence of the different segments of each chapter, and affixed a letter to it. And each letter makes up words. It's a wonderful way, and it's even illustrated. It's a beautiful little book. And this, I think, will go a long way to helping everyone understand Bhagavad Gita, but also remembering. If I was to ask any of you, can you please tell me what Krishna explains in the last quarter of the 16th chapter, you would probably say, let me think. And when you go to work on Monday, or you go to the office party, and they say, what were you doing on Sunday? And they ask you, what is that book that you sat and recited for 4 or 5 hours? What is that book all about? And you go, I'll get back to you on that. It's very complicated. This book will help you have an answer on any occasion. So these we're handing out today. And it also comes with a very simple CD, which you just pop in your laptop, or you can do this at work. And this is Common Questions on Lifestyle and the Application of Bhagavad Gita in Daily Life. How do you eat? How do you walk? How do you talk? How do you sit? It is very, very helpful. So because he's a very helpful young man, and he wants to help everyone not only understand Bhagavad Gita, but put it into practice in daily life, which is really what it's all about, he has come up with this. So we thank him very much. Sutapa. So we are going to be reciting. Yes, I'm getting to that point. We will be reciting each and every Sanskrit verse, each and every one of the 700 Sanskrit verses. As we chant, some oblation of ghee will be placed on the fire. Sutapa Prabhu will be, before each chapter, will be giving us a little introduction to the chapter. Not the detailed meaning, but the essence of each chapter. And after every 6 chapters, we will take a break. We'll take a break. And the most important room, apart from the temple room, is at the end of the long corridor down there. Okay. What do we do about water? Every 6 chapters they can have a drink of water? Okay, very good. So thank you very much indeed. I will begin with a few verses just to help focus our mind, and then we shall begin on this very auspicious day in the month in which Bhagavad Gita was spoken, It was a very cold day. It was early in the morning, just as we're sitting here, about 90 miles north of the city we now call Delhi, New Delhi, on a vast plain known as Kurukshetra. This conversation was about to take place. So if you place your hands together. Om yang brahma vadanda varo vadandi pare pradanam purusham dadandye vishvodgade karanam ishvarang vatasmai namo vigna vinashaya. Om tad vishnu paramam padam sada pashanti surayo divivachakshura tatam. Tad vipraso vipanyavo jagravangsa samindade vishnu yad paramam padam. Om Krishna Vai Satchidananda Gana Krishna Adi Purusha Krishna Purushottama Krishna Ha Ukramadi Mulam Krishna Saha Sarvai Karyaha Krishna Kashang Kridadisha Mukha Prabhu Pujaha Krishna Nadi Stasmina Jandantar Bahi Yan Mangalam Talabhade Kriti Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Swastino Govinda, Swastino Chudananto, Swastino Vasudevo Vishnur Dadatu, Swastino Narayano Narovai, Swastino Padmanabha Purushottamo Dadatu, Swastino Vishvakshino Vishveshwara, Swastino Rishikesho Harir Dadatu, Swastino Vainateyo Hari, Swastino Anjana Suto Hanura Bhagavato Dadatu Swasti Swasti Sumangalai Kesho Mahan Shri Krishna Satchit Anandagana Sarveshwareshwaro Dadatu Karotu Swasti Me Krishna Sarvalokeshwareshwara Krishna Dayashta Kurvantu Swasti Me Lokapavana Krishna Mamaiva Sarvatra Swasti Kuryachi Asamam Tataiva chasada karshni sarva vigna vanashanaha. Angsho bhagavato smiham sada daso smi sarvada. Tat kripa pekshako nityat tat preshta sat karo miswam. And now to giver of Bhagavad Gita to so many people. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna preshtaya bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin iti namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatanine to Panchatattva. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda to Sri Krishna. O namo brahmanya devaya go brahmana hitaya cha jagaditaya krishnaya govindaya namo namaha to Shri Shri Radha Krishna. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.